Hey, welcome to Thursday Thunder. It is Thursday evening. I'm Bradley Charbonneau, your host every week. I am not outside. I am not in the woods. I am no longer even at my narration recording digital workstation anymore. And I'm just getting this thing out because I finished the audiobook recording of the book about my mom today, Goddamn Attitude. And it is done, and it is out, and it is out there, and it is available, and I'm super proud of it, and it went really well, and oh, it was fun. Hey, I'm going to give you a sneak peek. I'm going to give you a little chapter one. I think it's 3 minutes long or something like that. You'll just get a quick idea about what it's like, and get a little view into my audiobooks. And I got to tell you, this audiobook narration, I'm just in my flow. It's my happy place. I'm just loving it. So I hope you enjoy this. This, I'm going to put in chapter one. It's called Stories because the book is all about stories and storytelling. So I hope you like it. And sorry for the no basketball game, no woodsy fun video today. Maybe I'll find a nice picture of Pepper. But thanks for listening. Thanks for being here every week and for the Repossible podcast. And I will see you guys next week. Thanks. Bye-bye. Chapter 1. Stories. Here we go. Quote, "You're never going to kill storytelling because it's built into the human plan. We come with it." Unquote. Margaret Atwood. My sister and I were in our early teens when our parents dragged us to Europe. Believe you me, we didn't want to go. We wanted to go to the beach and hang out and bake in the summer sun. No can do. One of the worst parts was Mom reading old letters from family while we traveled by train. We had no cell phones, the shock, the horror, nor anything else to do but look out the window and listen to Mom read letters from super old people who had died before we were even born. I mean, seriously, folks, who cares? We sure didn't. Yet, here I am, several decades later, and I remember about how Uncle Ernst went on and on about the price of corn in Oklahoma, and how the rains hadn't come early enough this year, and if the family back in Germany was going to emigrate. Stories. Storytelling. It didn't even matter what the content was or who the players were. It didn't even matter if I was listening or even actively trying to shut my ears and not listen. Although I might not have been listening, I was hearing. The book you have in your hand is a book of stories. My stories about my mom, but also her stories, and to my surprise, stories from friends and family that have flooded my inbox in recent weeks. As I mentioned, I was writing this book. Some stories are straight from her, too. Writerly guy that I am. I pestered her, coerced her. No, wait, I reminded her nicely how great it would be for her to get down some stories about her life. Especially the ones I didn't know about. Scattered throughout this book are some of those stories. I promise I won't get into corn prices during the war. Repossible. Possible? Think about telling the story. Impossible? Tell the story when you can no longer speak. Repossible? Tell the story. Even if they're not listening, they're hearing.